Hey, we're the Soap Girls, and you're listening to Our Brain Hurts. Oh, fuck it, man. Okay, do it again. Whenever we try to say something at the same time. Okay, our brains hurt. The tongue twister. Okay, you got it.
Don't look at me.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, we're the Soap Girls,
and you're listening to
Our Brains Hurt. I've been down a one-way street, baby. Talking to the voice in my head lately. Say what you say.
Welcome to another episode of Our Brains Hurt with Ron and Matt. Thanks for hanging out.
Welcome to the podcast on a Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m.
Yes.
On my 3 hours of sleep.
Me, I also only had 3 hours of sleep.
Tonight we are talking to South African group Soap Girls.
Yeah, they're basically like the rock and roll slash punk rock female version of D'Antwoord. Well, even though D'Antwoord has one of the two of them is a female.
Right.
But yeah, they're weird like that and kind of awesome. And
yeah.
Their live shows, even though I've obviously never seen one because I don't live in South Africa,
right.
But their live shows seem to be quite the thing.
Yeah.
They look fucking cool is what they look.
So it's Millie, who plays bass and vocals, and me, who plays guitar and vocals.
As to what you know, what is their background?
Well, they started off as street performers in South Africa when they were like 8 and 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
And they actually got signed when they were 14 and 15 to Universal Records.
Oh, wow.
And had like a number one hit album in South Africa and like 4 top 5 singles.
So they've been around in the U.S. and stuff then.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, they recorded in New York. I'm not sure if they've ever, I mean, of course, we'll ask them, but I'm not sure if they've ever played. I know they toured Europe a bunch. They played Rebellion Fest like 2 years in a row.
Okay.
Speaking of, they are in the room.
Okay, cool.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. What's up?
I just want to first ask, like, what's going on in South Africa? Like, I know I saw last night on the news there was like some crazy
loot.
I know I'm not even going to pretend to understand because I don't know anything about South Africa.
But. Okay. Often in South Africa, there's a lot of political uprising and upheaval. People that have a platform to influence people go to the masses who are unfortunately a lot of the time uneducated and they have nothing.
And then they incite them to like take up arms and just fuck everything up.
Because they promise them that it will be better. But now what's happened recently, they arrested the ex-president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma.
On charges of corruption, which, not to be funny, it's like it's a bit late because, I mean, everybody knew this was going on. And it's still happening with the new president now, too. So
it's even worse. Yeah. And people, like, the thing why people are going so, like, apeshit about it is he at least gave back to the people. So there was a lot of nepotism and shit involved. But he gave back to his communities and stuff. So,
and also it's like a tribal war thing going on. So
yeah, the lockdowns exasperated everything. And now basically people are just storming shops and going, yeah, ballistic. Even close to where we stay, like shopping malls and places are closing down.
Because people are just like looting everything.
Like, don't get us wrong. If people are stealing food or they're stealing out of survival, go
for it.
That's
one thing. But don't, like, torch down whole shops. But the one funny thing I did see was someone going down a freeway with a forklift and all these flat-screen TVs.
I saw. That's what I saw on the news last night.
Yeah, of course. Of course, that's what they're going to put on the news.
The saddest looter that I saw the guy. Okay, so all these people stormed a shopping mall. And he was the only one who didn't get away because they started, like, firing down on people. But he had half a drum kit. And I was thinking, damn, the guy's a musician. Just give him a break.
Cops were like, put that fucking thing down now.
And then I was like, shit, okay. So it is pretty bad. Unfortunately, as well, when the violence gets personal, where they just attack civilians, and then the cops also rain bullets down while people are walking or running away,
then
that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, who the fuck shoots someone in the back?
Yeah, it's shitty.
Like, that's just, it's really bad. So at the moment, it's like spreading. Everyone's like, I don't know. Like
first intention. It was in Johannesburg and all the shopping malls and shopping centers. And then now it's Cape Town today, and they're slowly like hitting all the malls.
And like they'll go in and like torch places down, but it's stupid because now they're not going to be able to buy food.
Yeah.
And also right. all the people with their jobs, that's now another
And even people up. That yeah. work in the malls, they can't because they obviously need transportation to get to work, and none of the taxis will take anyone or the buses.
If a bus goes near some of the informal settlements, they'll get like torched.
Yeah.
So who like, all right. So since, you know, not to get too political here, I guess, but who sanctions like an arrest for a president? Because here in the United States, obviously, I think everyone knows that people have been calling for presidents to get arrested for a while over corruption, but it's never going to happen here. So how does that work?
I think it's the High Court Commissioner or something.
No, but I don't know. To me, it's bullshit because while he was president, he went through like the court system and stuff, and people for years and years, they tried to get him taken down. He had over 300 charges against him. But the problem is there's not one single president like that's been since him or the guy that's currently in charge of the country
that hasn't had corruption charges
or blood on their hands. So, I mean, pointing fingers at one person, but it's a bit of a tough one. I mean, what was the point in going back and arresting someone that's got no more sway anymore?
Oh, so they arrested him after he was
yeah.
president. So he's he wasn't president. Currently sitting.
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What the? Yeah. What is the point of that?
It's political.
To appease like one side or the other, I guess. Do you guys have like the, how do your elections work? Is it two-party system or is it like?
There's like the DA, the ANC, the
EFF, Economic Freedom Fighters.
There's
COPE.
There's
like some Christian group.
There's like Pan-African Union. There's so many of them.
There's so many of them. But
the two biggest rivals are the DA and the ANC. And basically in South Africa, the ANC is African National Congress, and they get all the people in the informal settlements. Basically, it's only black people that vote for ANC. That's what they just push. They're like anti-white people. Not all of them, but that is their agenda. It's like they'll say things like one bullet, one farmer, which is or like one like one bullet, one colonialist, and it's just like, oh my god, are you dumb? Like they just keep pushing. They just keep pushing
hatred down everyone's throats.
Yeah, and also like color crimes.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Sounds familiar.
Just insane. I mean, generally, I would say, look, racism—it's a disease, but unfortunately, it will always be in some people. But majority of people, they couldn't give less of a fuck about judging people based on their skin color. But these motherfuckers with their shit create so much tension and anger instead of addressing the issue.
Or they'll blame it on apartheid, which happened like how many years ago? And it's like, dude, that's like long gone. You're not even affected by it. Like maybe your grandparents, but not you. Like, so I don't know what you're talking about.
But even the current president is trying to blame the protests and all the like people like looting on and everything on white people.
And the discrepancy between wealth and poverty in the country. But it's like, dude, you're a billionaire.
A multi-billionaire.
What are you talking about?
Like,
white people are, I think they're like a 4% minority in the country. So it's not it's not them that's like running the wealth system or whatever. It's
it's
just weird.
Yeah.
The girls obviously are a little bit like diplomatic of what they gotta say.
Oh, watch what you say though, because you say some radical shit.
That's okay.
as the manager, I give a fuck me. Put it as it is.
Depends. So, I don't want to get killed for what you say.
So basically, how it's gone is as such. The big problem in South Africa is that this country is practically run by China. It's run by, in fact, this current president has just implemented, China is busy training these motherfuckers on systems, on how to control their citizens. I mean, like, what the fuck? And they have to keep beating this white, even though they are only about just under, I think, 5 million white people in this country, don't forget, this is a population of 56 million plus. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But they keep pushing this agenda that this little handful of white people are to blame. They keep pushing the fact that Jan van Riebeck arrived in this country.
A Dutch settler.
In
1652. What are you going to say 1952?
No, right. In 1652. Yeah, and
yeah.
He's to blame for the state of the country.
All of us must be spawns of these colonial bastards. And therefore, they've got to nail us all to the cross. It's so bad. The employment crisis is huge in this country, first and foremost.
But it's also the education system.
It's bad.
So they have something called BEE here, which is Black Economic Empowerment. And that's great. That's really cool. But I think when you start doing that, then you already creating a divide between races. Mm-hmm. Like if you're a straight white male in South Africa, the chances of you getting a job, zero. Like you're fucked. Like you fucked before you even come out of the womb. Mm-hmm. And
it's fighting racism with racism.
Exactly. It doesn't
they do that here all the time.
Isn't that how history has taught us? Is like that what do rich people do? Rich people go after the minority and the poor, and they blame them for everything and try to get everybody to point their fingers at the minority and the poor for no other reason than those are the people that they're scared of taking their money.
It's the truth. And people should start waking the fuck up, because you see, we need to stop looking at the faces of the politicians and the government in place and look what's behind them. Who puts these fuckers in power? You know who it is? It's the big corporations. They're the ones the ones who put these fuckers in, because they sign off on the trade deals. You know, it's so confusing, because right now, and I mean, we are on top of it. I mean, we are fucking researching. You know, we don't give a fuck about left, right. That's all bollocks. We give a shit about the truth and the understanding what the fuck is going on here. But wherever you go, you've got extreme agendas from both sides being pushed.
Division tactics. That's pretty much all it is.
It's insane, you know, with regard this vaccine. Again, insane. But one thing I do say to people is you have to use your brain, and you go, the fact that we're not allowed to dialogue.
You mean talk?
Yeah, dialogue. The fact that we're not allowed to have dialogue today is serious. This is fucking serious, you know, because this is stopping people from being able to not just swap ideas, but find a balance. Agreed. So right now, I'll give you an example. So the girls are always shadow banned. In fact, a couple of years ago, 2.5 years ago, the government in South Africa had their website taken down. They also had their Facebook of 7 years of work taken down without, they did have warning for jail if they didn't stop, you know, putting out their messages.
Which just shows that people get scared.
Even now, it doesn't matter where they are at, they have a serious shadow ban. There's always a warning. I'm going to run away. I'll be gaslighting your podcast, and you probably won't be able to put it out there. You know,
Ron and I think that everyone should have a voice. Like every political preference should have a voice, whether you're right, left, you don't like either of them, or something else. Yeah. Everyone should be able to talk their piece, because that's what freedom of speech is. It's not going, I'm this, so I can't have the other side on to let them talk, because then people will hear something that's contradicting to my belief style. Like, no, everyone should get a voice, whether you're right, left, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Talk your piece.
The girls don't call themselves punk. We're probably just punk because we're seen as troublemakers or,
I think our attitude more than anything is punk.
But and also the fearlessness, you know. But at the end of the day, I think punk was just a movement that gave a voice, you know, to the working class, to the working man, which is why we loved, Johnny Lydon. Love that guy. Honestly, what a hero. But basically, what it means, you know, this whole punk, even punk became so commercialized that people
became elitist,
couldn't recognize it for actually what it was, which was just, you know, standing up and living and preaching or encouraging your freedom and the freedom of other people, you know, without fear.
That's what Gigi Allen was.
Yeah, I think he was pretty punk.
I think it was pretty insane that someone like him actually existed. I don't think there'll ever be another artist. Maybe it's a good thing, but maybe it's a sad thing in a way that he literally did not give a rat's fuck. I don't think anyone would go and give a speech at a university, take laxatives and shove bananas up his ass
and throw it at the crowd.
Can you imagine how he fucked their minds up?
Well, they did shove a banana up someone's ass.
I put Vicks on
at
it.
A show. I don't know if that counts.
You put Vicks on it?
Yeah, just to make it a bit nicer.
You give him fresh breath.
I don't know if that counts, but yeah. So
no, if someone was ever rude to me at a show, like I have like very strange ideas, and I always try to tell people, don't like take me to this place where I'm going to lose my shit. I would go Gigi Allen on someone. I would shit on myself or shit my hands, smear it on myself, and mud wrestle them. I would. That.
What is the song?
Fuck, fight. No. I don't know. There's like a really weird side to me. Like I wouldn't call myself chilled out at the best of times, but I always have that in the back of my head. I'd love to just do it. And I would if I was pushed far enough.
Well, I think it's the same. It would be the same. You know, if a guy wanted to fight another guy, if the person didn't want to fight or whatever, then they'd just go naked and be like, okay, let's do it, bro. The other guy would be like, what the fuck? And run.
That's true. Yeah,
it's a weird thing, but yeah.
I mean, which guy wants another guy's ball sack on their face? You don't know where that's going to end up.
Yeah, I know. I used to wrestle in high school.
I'm sorry about those outfits. What the fuck?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. No.
Well, he doesn't anymore.
Thank God. Yeah. No, the worst thing is when you see the gym teacher doing it.
WWE wrestling is cool, but like, you know,
high school wrestling and the teacher in the gym outfit and this. Oh no.
My favorite part of that is like, you know, that stems from, you know, like the Roman times. You know, they did that was a thing. You know, and the Romans then, you know, they all wrestled and then they went backstage and all had fun together, like all the dudes.
Oh, that's how you did it.
Well, homosexuality was like a different thing in Roman times, right? But that's where it all stems from, and we still do it today. Yet all those guys that do it will then get up and go to the locker room and go make fun of a bunch of gay people, and it's like, well, hey, well, like, what did you just do? Like, not, you know, there's nothing wrong with being gay or anything like that.
I get what you mean. True. Even like people, you'll see people, whatever, that go around like gay bashing people. But then they themselves are actually gay.
Yeah, that's usually the largest gay bashers are the ones that they're hiding it, you know.
The people who are most vocal about it.
Yeah. It's like, hey, man, we don't care. Just, you know, go be gay. Nobody cares but you. Just go be gay.
And also, I've noticed something, maybe I'm wrong, but like a lot of men that are very scared of like, say like people that are gay or like flamboyant men,
like they won't wear pink
and they don't want like any like misconception or anything to be misconstrued about their sexuality. To me, that makes me think like, surely like if you were comfortable in your own sexuality, then you wouldn't give a fuck, right? Because I mean, you know yourself.
Exactly right.
There's obviously some things a bit, I don't know, maybe you
No, you're absolutely, I think you're right. Like who cares? Just go love who you want to love. Why do you have to put constraints on yourself about it?
Yeah,
you
know? It's just dumb.
Conform with society? Like, who cares?
But again, that's the crazy thing. I don't understand.
Like, I like being in chains in my mind.
No, but,
Like,
for me to ask straight people to vote for gay people to have the right to get married, it doesn't concern you.
I don't think they should. Yeah.
It doesn't concern you at all. Just, so why? That's one thing I've never understood.
Yeah,
it comes from religion. Like this drives me wild. I talk about it all the time. It's like, you know, the religious people will talk about how, you know, you're not supposed to be gay because of religion or whatever. Christianity, Catholicism. It's they point to this one line in the Bible consistently. That's like, that can be construed as that, but it can also be construed as something else. And I'm like, well, hold on a second. So all you people want to talk about this one little line that might not even mean that, and that, you know, God doesn't like gays and stuff like that from this one little line. Yet there's this list of 10 things that called the 10 commandments that you are supposed to, yeah, that are supposed to be the 10 most important things in Christianity and Catholicism that you constantly defile. Yet this one line from a random page in the Bible that can be construed like 17 different ways is the thing that you're constantly pointing at about morality. Yeah. Like, come on.
It's just weird. But again, that's, it just shows you the level of indoctrination in people.
Yeah.
It's that level that someone can't even think for themselves, that that's utter bullshit. And they actually just go with it. They don't understand why they're against it, but they're against it.
Yeah. You know, it's like, this study has kind of come out recently as being something that never really actually happened, but I think it's still a thing that you can point to, is that like the five monkeys, it was called like the five monkeys experiment or something like that, where supposedly they put like a banana on a staircase and like put like five, like one monkey in a row into a room until they had five. And like every time a monkey would try to go get the banana, they would like douse it with ice water, which is not what it was. They would blow air on it or something like that. But basically what right. I even read something back in the day that said they were electrocuting them, but apparently this study got misconstrued into a big thing. But the point is like, if you tell somebody to do one thing, and so, let me start over. They would go get the banana, get splashed with ice water, and then put another monkey in the room. When that monkey would try to get the banana, the other monkey would stop him, or what, supposedly like beat him up to stop him.
Okay.
And they kept putting monkeys in the room and then removing the ones that knew. And it got to a point where there was like no monkeys in the room that had actually ever been doused with ice water.
But they were scared of this banana.
But they were scared of the banana. So they didn't even know why they were scared of the banana.
Yeah. It just shows, that's actually very fucking interesting. That's, and it shows, because humans, I don't know, they get so conditioned. It's the same how some people get so shocked by nudity. And you think to yourself, but
you have a body too.
Like you've seen a naked body, but it's because society only shows it to you in a strip club or in pornography. So people don't
know how to accept it when it doesn't have a label on it.
They're like, when it's just there. The fuck? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you need to have a reason, like, okay, why are you naked? Like, is it for sex?
You have to justify it to them.
Selling something?
But then you go into Germany and you have parks of whole families completely naked.
And no one gives a fuck.
It's just normal to them.
And yet no one talks about that in the media, you know?
Yeah,
they objectify things with, oh God, this, look at this woman. She wore this dress at the Oscars and her boob fell out, you know? And like, oh, look at it. But yet, you know, there's families in Germany.
But also if the woman was like overweight and had like crazy body hair, they'd be like, oh my God, she's so brave.
This woman is brave.
She
pushed every boundary. I'm so proud of her. Exactly. Power.
But you take one that's like
attractive and she's a slut.
Yeah. Oh my God, don't look, Ronnie.
Yeah. It's just weird. It's true. Like, double standards.
It is a double standard.
We've seen people even in the music scene, especially overseas, it wouldn't be here. They'll get like screw-in dreadlocks and they grow hair under their arms. They're wearing clothes that would be deemed sexy, but because they got the hair under their arms and the dreadlocks
and
piercings,
and she's got a message.
She's got a message. Girl
she's
is
not
empowering.
Trying to be sexy at all.
Good.
Even though she's posing like this, and it's like, look at my wall, and it's like,
what? But then when you dress how you want, like we'll be wearing granny pants and boots on stage, and maybe we topless or body painted. But there's nothing. We're not trying to be sexy. There's nothing wrong with being sexy. Trust us. We embrace.
I mean, it's cool to be sexy. Yeah.
We embrace our femininity, but why give us shit? Because we don't have hairy pits or carpet down below. Well, so sorry, man. Mm-hmm. Fuck. It's just ridiculous, and that type of shit just makes me laugh.
But even I saw this firsthand when we went to Ireland, and then I went to this hairdresser and I was like, oh, can you cut a fringe? Because I wanted to like have a fringe. And this hairdresser, she cut it so short, it looked terrible.
He looked awful. I died with laughter every time.
But I did notice one thing though. I did notice something, like especially females or whatever, they were much nicer. Like they were more like they would approach me more, whatever, like, and they were nice. I was like, oh, okay, well, this is kind of cool, I guess. but it must be because I look like a sack of shit. But okay.
Can I take out one of your teeth so you can smile and get more friends?
Yeah. Just take out all my teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, you're less threatening. You're less threatening like, with that haircut. That's
Well, honestly, it looked terrible. Even the lady after she's done, she was like, oh my God, you're very brave having that haircut. If I went home like that, my mom would say, get extensions. And I was like, you fucking bitch. You just did this to my hair. You're telling me this. Okay, thank you.
Ah, you can't trust those Irish.
That's right. It's all hairdressers.
It's all someone nice.
Every single experience I've ever had with a hairdresser, they fucked me over. And I'm not even a horrible person. Like, honestly, I just sit there and it's like, okay, I just want this, this, and done. Thank you so much. Like, even I have to try and be like, make it so that they don't get angry or something because I'm scared they're going to fucking shave my whole head off. She comes out looking all like, I'm like, oh my God, your hair looks so nice. And then the lady goes like this with her hair dry for 2 seconds. You're done. And I'm like, huh? And my hair's like.
Yeah, but, you're, like, but you're so dumb. You'd still be like, oh, thank you so much. You see the difference between me and her. If I go somewhere and someone's got a bad attitude, I'm like, you, I don't like your attitude. So you fix it or don't even bother coming near me. You're going to fix your attitude. Because I don't have a shit attitude. What the fuck is your problem?
But it's just because sometimes to me, it's like shocking. It's like, dude, why do you hate people so much?
No, and while she's doing her hair, she's like, I hate people.
Yeah, the lady said to me, I hate people. And I'm like. Why bro, your hairdresser. This one? Like, why do I have this lady?
Nah, I have, like, I they're really chilled out now, but I generally have, like, rage issues. So I'm always to people, like, let's not go there. Like, we're good. Like, and I don't have problems. I mean, I can control it, but there comes a point where I'm like, I don't even want to control it anymore. And now I just feel like letting it out. And so I always say straight up, nope. If I don't like something, fuck this. And my sister will still be diplomatic. It's nice. No, it's shit.
It's nice when you close your eyes.
No, I'd rather the people are like scared of getting to a point where I will speak my mind and it's not going to be pretty. Then like be fake nice and like, you know, placate someone. Ah, fuck that shit.
No, but even we were watching something, I think it's called Dark Desires or something, Obsession or something. Have you seen that?
Sounds like dodgy.
People's
Dark Desires. Obsession. What have you been watching, man? Today's
episode. Dark Desires. It sounds like something I'd be into.
Oh, okay.
No, so basically they recount stories where like random people have just become like obsessed with, it's usually guys that stalk a woman. And like these stories are crazy. Like this one woman, she just she fell near like her house, and then she tripped, and then she looked up, whatever, and then she was like laughing a little bit, and then this other guy locked eyes with her, and then she said, I don't know, there was like a moment or something, but they were both laughing or whatever, and then every single day from then on, he was always there.
Oh.
And then he was like, oh, we should have coffee. And then she said, oh, maybe, but she said that was her mistake. She shouldn't have never said maybe. She should have said fuck no.
Yep.
And then she couldn't ever get rid of it. And the guy, the one day,
you're shouting out her door, Karen!
I'm gonna kill you,
Karen! Like,
and then, but he ended up stabbing her. Like, he ended up stabbing her and trying to kill her. And then he got out on bond because his cousin that lived somewhere in another part of America, whatever, bailed him out, the $100,000 bond. And then she saw him like a few weeks later, like
stalking her again.
Again, and then he set her apartment on fire. And then, yeah. And eventually, like, he went to jail for real. But it's like, fucking no. Just that one moment.
All right. I don't think I'm into Dark Desires anymore.
Okay. Some of the shit that you see, though, it's eye-opening. And you just think, what the fuck? Like,
fuck. So don't ever be too nice, maybe.
Nah, I'll never change how I'm. I treat people. I let, like, exactly how I want to be treated. If they want to be an asshole, paint your own picture.
No, I'm scared after watching that thing. Now I'm like, fuck no.
I just take my shelf and fucking whack their ass off.
Want to have coffee with me? Fuck no. Here's some mace. Now get the fuck away.
You just have to have the confidence to say no, you know, like this goes throughout life, you know, when you're raising kids too, you have to have the confidence to say no every once in a while.
You must trust your instincts. If you don't like something, don't, for the sake of not seeming rude, be like, oh,
yeah,
if I have That'd my be... sister, she can be the rude one.
No, I hate doing that because then I get the shit from these psycho people and I'm like, no, they send me messages. I'm gonna kill you, you fucking bitch, in the way. And I'm like, huh? And then I said to you, you're gonna stand up for yourself now, because I'm sick of it. Tell them you don't like them. Tell them, because they think it's me saying something. They're saying you're just jealous that I love her, and I'm like,
no,
okay, I'm like,
bro, I fucking hate you.
And then she's like, I'm like, say it, say it. They think it's me. No, oh god, no, no, no.
She's the bad cop.
You guys ever find yourself in like, because I know, because so your stage act is awesome. I mean, you guys go kind of crazy on stage, and you, like you already mentioned that you wear sometimes just paint.
Yeah.
So do you ever find yourself in a situation where, like, you know, there's that creepy guy or that creepy group of dudes that assume that just because you're not wearing a shirt that you're
the only time
it's time to party.
No, funny enough,
the only time that ever happens is so like. So,
wait, can I explain it? Because okay. Sorry, like, I'm passionate about this. Sorry, I'm jumping on your ass. Okay, dude. So funny enough, when we wear like literally just our skin, I feel a lot more strengthened, and people, I never feel vulnerable.
And I think a lot of people, though, when they see, they're like, fuck, that's a crazy bitch.
So, but also, the other thing is, people who watch the show, obviously, you know, even myself, like, as much as I'm used to seeing boobs, if I see someone else topless, because I'm not used to seeing other people do it, I'll be, for, like, a few seconds, I'm like, whoa, okay.
But then you obviously, get over it.
Then you get over yourself.
It's like everybody likes tits, man. Okay, come on.
But
if you say that you don't, you're a liar.
No, but I mean...
That's so, true. You're absolutely right. Very true. Yeah.
But there comes a point where you're like, okay, that's cool, whatever. You're over it now. It's like you see a striking car, you're not gonna be like,
follow it down.
Like,
I wanna rub the shit in that car.
Like, okay, it's like, like, you know, just calm down a bit. Like, okay, so people after after I would say maximum 5 minutes into our set, people they get it. The words and the stuff that we're saying, it gets to their subconscious. They don't even notice that we're not wearing a top. Most guys will come up to me afterwards, and then we'll be having this hectic political conversation, and then the guy's like, I just realized you're not even wearing a top. And he said, normally that would have freaked my head up. He says, I actually don't give a fuck now. And I said, now you've got a new layer of depth to you, because you've never had the opportunity to be talking to someone that's topless in a non-sexual way. I mean, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. If someone wants to be weird, that's on them, but generally anyone that watches our show does not act like that.
Obviously, like, sometimes we'll play like a festival or whatever, and even there was a guy or whatever, and then he shouted, like, we just got on stage or whatever,
he didn't know our message or anything,
and then he shouted, oh, I can see your tits. And then I just said, like, the first thing that came to my head, I was just like, well, wait till you see my dick.
No.
But like, sometimes you'll get some dumbass or whatever that will shout something stupid,
but that's at a festival where there's loads of other people who didn't specifically come over to you.
And the only time, like, that you'll get someone that's
wait, this is interesting. So anyone who watches the show, they don't ever act weird around
they
us.
Get it.
But if someone comes in afterwards
and they didn't see the show, then you get someone that's like, oh, nice tits, love. Or,
and then you're like, but I just start laughing because I'm like, this dumb sack of shit, you obviously don't, okay, whatever.
You don't know who you're talking to, you're about to get your throat slit. No, I'm just joking.
No, but to me, I just find that so fascinating that anyone who watches the show, of course, there's nothing wrong. If someone finds someone attractive, if I'd watched NXS, I would have been like, damn, that Michael Hutchins. But I would have also been into the music as well, but still. But like, then get over yourself. It's not a fucking crime. Don't vilify men for also liking women. No, I mean, same, fuck.
Even, you know, what's his name? Iggy Pop. You know when he wore those, like, he was basically wearing like see-through pants.
Yeah.
I bet you got grabbed in all places that night.
But like, but it's just, you know what? When you're a performer, people forget that you're still a human, and they'll do shit that they wouldn't normally do.
I will say, though, women are a little bit bad for that. So like, you'll be wearing whatever it is that you're wearing, maybe not a lot of stuff, and then you'll feel someone like slap you on the ass, and you would expect it to be a guy, and you turn on and it's a woman, and she's laughing. It's like, it's not really funny.
Yeah, that's only happened to me with the woman as well. And I was on stage, and I looked at her, I went red in the face with rage, and I said, you know how fucked up this is? I said, if you were a man, I would have taken my shoe off
and everyone fucking, in this place would have punched you.
And I said, and I would have fucking hit you so hard in the face. But I said, you're a woman, so I'm like two ways about this. I said, I want to fucking hit your head.
But like, it should be just as bad, I said,
I'm gonna just leave you. But you do it again, we've got another situation coming. And it was like, I feel like, because I said, this is so sexist, because if you're a guy, my instinct would have fucking hit you. But it depends on the context. If there's people on stage and they're drunk and they're laughing around, this guy's hitting each other's bums and they're just like being stupid, whatever, no problem. But there've been guys.
He's like, oh, I got to get him a shot.
No, but there've been guys. Oh, wait, one thing. There was a situation in Germany. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This was not good.
So these guys get drunk and I think they took drugs, but they got on stage and they
were naked, which is fine.
No problem, whatever.
But just keep your junk to yourself. That's fine.
I didn't even feel it though, because his dick was that small. But apparently, he was like wiping his dick on my back while I was busy playing. But for me, like,
wait, seriously?
Yeah. I didn't even know. I felt nothing, man. And you know, that's
imagine it's like the wind.
No, but like, our manager actually got hold of his shoes and took
she
a
pissed in them. Yeah, she pissed in them. And then she went up to his wife after. She's like, "There's your husband's shoes."
There you go, Matt.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's like, what the fuck? Why would you do this type of shit? And you can say, oh, because of how we did. Nah, mate, like, you don't do this type of shit.
Oh, I know. And they stank.
Yeah, they stank so bad. I was throwing up. You know why? Okay, on the tour, we do a lot of weird things. So I've cracked eggs in my butt cheeks, or like smashed an egg on my ass, and I get the audience to do something.
In Germany, though, those eggs are very hard. And like, you actually have to like punch the egg to make it break.
Yeah, like, I don't know. We did like a joke where you put the egg by your butt cheek and you punched
just
it or whatever.
See if someone could crack it. Yeah.
And
very hard eggs.
Very hard eggs. And
I'm trying that after we get off tonight.
It's kind of funny, but it's pretty fucked up. And so there was a diaper, an adult diaper that we also got people to wear on stage and that, and like strip and go mental wearing like an elephant mask.
And they drink this drink. It's called the One-Eyed Willy drink. And it's a
mix of every alcohol from every venue,
and it's this is kind of gross, but sometimes people, they like vomit a bit and then goes in the drink, and we just keep adding stuff to the drink, and
I drank from that once. Fuck. Ugh. Okay, but anyway. But people like,
I mean, who am I kidding? I'd probably do it too.
Fruity stuff.
They're like,
there.
What's a fruit chunk?
And we're like, yeah, no, that's from a cocktail, man.
Just bits.
Bits.
Yeah, it's like a Bloody Mary. No big deal.
Yeah, something like that, man. And then these guys got on stage, but the diaper that they were wearing had a rotten egg in it.
So you know what that smells like.
And their body odor was like, these motherfuckers had never worn deodorant. So they got on stage stripped, and I was like, and then she was laughing at me. She
and
was
I was like,
side.
I couldn't sing because I was gagging so much. I was like the smell was.
I was like, shun. And the shirt, fuck, it was fucked. I eventually had to say with tears down my eyes, get off the stage, please. Just stink. You stink. I went mad. I couldn't take it. I was drinking. I was pissed out my own mind, and I couldn't. I was like, oh my god, these fucks.
You know, our stage show in America would we get arrested a lot.
Yeah. Have you guys ever played in the U.S.?
No, we've recorded in New York, but years and years ago. We want to.
Yeah, you got a tour in the U.S.
Anybody listening to the podcast, bring us in.
But again, you know what the funny thing is? We find also when we tour, so we'll often, like, people say, oh no, don't go to this place, they're extreme right wing, or
they're very small minded or whatever, and
they'll say, go to this place, they're super liberal, they'll love you, and we go there,
they're fucking horrible and judgmental,
and, like, hippies,
like, we played in this place in Germany. It was like this underground place, and they were all just like hippies or whatever, and you'd think
like, surely our nudity wouldn't be an issue.
And they had such an issue with the fact that we were topless. And we were like, but wait, we don't understand. I thought you were like, you know, free and no judgment in that. But then it's like, oh no, we're hippie, but like, you can't do this. It's not.
And after the show, then they were really nice and they got it. But I still, in the back of my head, I was like, yeah, you wankers, I hate you.
I have noticed something. It's always people that are extreme leftists that you have to stand after show and explain the fact that you're topless to them. It's like a lot of females too, they'll be like, oh, but isn't it exploitation? Because I'm a feminist. So, but it's like, bro, are you listening to yourself? If you're a feminist, the fact that I'm female and making a choice to dress how I want to, that is feminism in itself. Like, that's the whole point of it, that I have a choice.
But the other thing that makes me laugh is that they'll be feminist, you know, like super proudly to be a woman, but yet they'll still put down another woman to get dick from a dude, and then my mind goes like, oh, okay, that's whatever, but that's okay.
That's why when people say, oh, are you feminist? No, I'm not. I'm maybe like the old.
I'm radically for freedom, but we've even played places
like, in the classical sense.
Yeah,
but not
not today's sense. That's not fair.
Even like in Germany, so we played a place where people are like, no, they're right wing. They're gonna hate you. So we go there, no fear, no nothing. Where we felt like, okay, shit's gonna go down. Just played one of our best shows. Sometimes the people that you'd feel would be closed minded, they're actually more open minded than they get given credit for,
and they listen to what you say without having their bums hurt in the process.
But it depends. I'm not saying that, oh, those people are great. I mean, it's the same. Look, we played a show and then this band was like, no, cancel this man, he's a Nazi or whatever. For me, the thing is like, okay, I'm Jewish by birth, and this guy knew we were Jewish. He wasn't rude to us. He made us food. He didn't poison us. And he was decent to us. He might not like Jewish people in general. And he has these other ideologies. I don't agree with them. I don't see eye to eye with that. But he treated me with respect. He was fine to me. I don't think canceling an 80, whatever your old guy's like venue. He actually was kind enough. We were burgled on the one term. They smashed the windows and
they stole like our shit.
They stole shit and he let us like stay for a few nights in the town and like make extra money by doing like a week of shows in his venue,
like a residence in his venue.
He didn't even take any money off us or anything. That was decent, man. So, and we just thought this band trying to cancel him because he had a Republican flag.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Dude, like,
yeah, that word Nazi and like that stuff gets thrown around so much now.
It's too much.
It just waters down the actual meaning of it.
Exactly. So. For me, if he had like a whole bunch of people that he was gassing in his backyard and physically going out and beating Jewish people, cancel this motherfucker. But
if he's got a Republican flag, and he's an old man. Like, Jesus.
He has a different political ideology. So what? Politics doesn't make you the person you are. It's just an ideology towards like how you would like a governmental system to be, essentially. I mean, there's obviously other factors to politics, but it's so weird. Like, I don't understand people who hate other people who have different political ideology than them.
It's
like,
the same with sport.
Oh, like, it's ridiculous,
you'll get
man.
People, and just because they support another, say, like soccer team or football team, then never talk to that person again.
Like for us, even
as if that thing is an extension of that person.
Yeah, even like with presidents, like, so say we for instance we had a pro-Trump post or something. Oh my God, you despise freedom. And I'm like, no, you despise freedom because you've taken away my choice to express what I want. What my choice is doesn't reflect on you. You shut up, man. You enjoy your freedom of choice.
I just find it so crazy how it's almost like people have these big egos that they think that their opinion matters so much that they get so riled up and angry when you have a difference of opinion.
Do you know how many friends we've lost? Like, I wouldn't even call them friends. Fuck them. Like, just by having a difference of opinion. And then I just say, I'm so glad I found out what kind of person they were early on, because you know what? I don't want that in my life. I accept people. Even if someone has a complete difference of opinion, that's what makes our like fan base, we call our soap suds, like their family to us, so interesting. You got people who are very different from different walks of life. But
I think that's good because that's how you learn from each other.
Yeah, and whether we agree with the same thing, some people are pro-vaccine, others aren't. It doesn't matter.
But we don't say... Right. You don't have that.
No, I don't give a fuck, man. But if someone does try to get on a high horse, then I'm like, okay.
I don't understand why. Ron and I have talked about this a bunch before. It's like, we don't understand why people won't just have the conversation. Like, why? Like, it's good to question things in the world, right?
Exactly.
It's a good thing.
You know
so
what it
why,
is?
Yeah.
What? It's because the I think it's the same thing with the people that don't want to be seen as gay or whatever, anything gay near them. It's because they are so shakable in their beliefs, because maybe deep down they know that what they're saying is not actually right. So they don't want to hear somebody else's opinion in case, because they'll be easily swayed or something. And everything that they've built their whole, I don't know, bravado or whatever on is going to be taken away from them.
Yeah, that's definitely true, because I think there's a lot of people with political beliefs that don't really know what they believe in, because what they've heard is something that was spewed from television or some media source. And in the back of their mind, they're like, well, I don't really know if this is true or not, but I'm believing it because that's my team.
Yeah. It's so silly.
Yeah, it's all team now.
Yeah, and if somebody tries to push a different view and is smarter than I am, I don't have anything to back this up.
So I don't like them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm immediately just going to be like, no, you're wrong. I'm out.
Like, even what's that guy's name? He says, he'll say something, maybe what's deemed inflammatory or whatever. Like, he'll go to.
That guy changed my mind. That changed my mind.
You know, the guy? Steven Crowder.
That
guy. Oh, yeah.
Like, people. He'll literally just say one thing and then he'll state the facts, the actual facts, and then tell them like another side to what they're saying. But some people, they get so angry, like they do not want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is kind of a pompous asshole, but, you're not wrong.
The way that the extreme anger that develops in people over him is a little bizarre.
It is I mean, for goodness sake, it's the same. Like, even think about it like this. This is why, like, I've been able to calm like any rage and that in me. So, like, I read something once, if the words of others can make you get angry or like upset and stuff like that, anyone will have power over you at the end of the day, because those are just words. So for me, obviously it's easier said than done, but if someone shouts an insult at me, I'm like, okay, woo, yeah, they're in my whole day. Right. I don't give a fuck. Like, it's your dumb words. But some people get so like enraged by words, they fly off the handle, commit a crime, kill someone, because they were so how can I say?
And they write a whole thesis on it.
No,
this person told me you're dumb.
But you can't allow words, and you can't allow your ego to get that like paranoid and angry and violent. What the fuck? It is insane.
Yeah, like just like that. Just because I think Steven Crowder is a pompous asshole and I don't like him doesn't mean that I don't think he should, shouldn't be able to do what he does. There's millions of people in this country, and I'm sure all over the world, who really like that guy. And what he's saying isn't going to cause the planet Earth to fucking vault into the sun and burn everyone, scold everyone to death, on next Tuesday. Like, he's just doing his thing. Like, why is that a problem? I don't have to watch it if I don't.
Well, exactly. Yeah. It's the same without love. Like, if someone doesn't like a musician or what you stand for, why go there? Like, why put that energy into that? Like, change the world for better. Like, you'll see like so much hatred on social media, and I just think like, why though?
Well, like people say like if you have a post,
it's phones.
This is the problem. This is the problem. It's making us stupider, and it gives everybody a platform to just sit in their own little world that revolves around them all the time, and just I'm correct. I'm correct. I'm correct. I'm correct.
It's the Karen syndrome.
Yeah.
Taking over.
I mean, I'm grateful for the fact
it's like this again, like say like Krispy Kreme or whatever, they come up with a new donut, like, and they put zero fats or something in their peanut butter donut. I don't even know if they have a peanut butter donut. It's like,
they changed to peanut butter donut without telling me. Oh my God.
Write a report now.
No, but some people, they don't even know why they're angry. Yeah. And like, you just see it and you're like, what the fuck? And I think it's important. I mean, that is, again, freedom of speech. You might not like what someone has to say, but the fact that they're allowed to express it. I always say to people, don't get angry with haters or people. That is their freedom. It gets to a point where, okay, that's now like getting too much, where like someone actually needs to back off. But if someone expresses an opinion, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. Right.
Like, how fucked up is the world that you actually get people that are paid to troll?
I know.
Is that seriously? Yeah. Like,
no, come on. Are you joking?
Yeah.
No, fuck off.
Yeah.
They're stirring the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My job.
You guys have Krispy Kreme in South Africa?
No.
Okay.
We might have one. I don't know. To be dead honest, we don't really go to like big shopping malls and that.
Don't hate me, but I don't like donuts.
I don't like donuts either.
Fucking monster!
I don't like them. Yeah.
You are a monster.
I like the cinnamon ones, but I haven't had.
That's the only thing I'm offended of this whole conversation, is that you don't.
I'm out.
Sorry, man. I'm out. I don't know what it is.
Cancelled.
You're finished. You're a racist because you don't like donuts.
Yeah. Jeez. I heard one of the two soap girls don't like donuts.
Never coming to the States.
Well, look, people never hate coming here. I'll say I think that pancakes are better than waffles, and everyone thinks I'm some monster.
No, waffles are better.
Nah,
waffles.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, I'm all about pancakes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you see, donuts.
Waffles are too. There's too many like. The square is just annoying. I just want to stoop
that to piss
it.
Me off because I said I don't like
it. Well, speaking of food, we ask this question to everybody, which I don't know if it would really make sense in South Africa. I don't know. So, do you guys have the death penalty in South Africa?
No,
I don't want to get all political.
It was abolished.
Okay.
It was abolished in 19.
Don't try to be
okay. Never mind. It's either 1994. I'm fascinated by the death penalty, but they abolished it. Yeah.
Are you gonna ask what a last meal would be?
Yeah. So if you were on death row, what would your last meal?
Very intuitive.
My neighbor. I'm joking. I hate that bitch. I'm sorry.
What would your last meal be?
How much do you value your eyes?
For real, what would your last meal be?
Fruit salad, man. I like fruit.
Oh,
the state paste.
What kind of fruit?
I like cantaloupe, man. Cantaloupe and
good stuff.
Berries and shit. Any fruit. All right. Except I hate granadilla.
Racist.
Hey, what?
Yeah, what?
Granadilla. It's
passion
okay.
fruit. It's passion
it's okay.
fruit.
Oh, passion fruit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called granadilla.
It's all right. It's not my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
And for me,
to be honest, I'd probably be farting though, because I'd be scared. So I don't know if I would want it. Probably like give me gas. So like.
Do you fart when you get scared?
Yeah, like shit. If I was gonna get electric, I'd be like, shit, I'm gonna be shitting my pants. Like, that I'd be like the hard. Gingerbread man, like shitting little gumdrop buttons.
Yeah.
Like, no, like literally.
See, I would prefer it if someone didn't tell me, like, this is the day that you're gonna get X. I'd rather be like, you're gonna go, they're gonna give you a haircut today, you're gonna go to the salon, and then just sit in the chair, and they put that thing on, and then you die, instead of them telling me you're gonna get, like, electrocuted today. Because then I'd be like, going insane.
What's your last meal?
I'd probably have them like go to the most expensive restaurant if the state's paying for it, and then like order everything on there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And you guys?
And then I wouldn't eat it though. Oh. I'd say, fuck you.
Well, yeah, Matt, what's yours?
Well, yeah, all right. So I think a bunch of people have answered the same answer as me. I think now probably like five of them, but it basically like whatever is going to make me crap my pants the hardest so they have to clean up the mess afterwards.
Oh! Meatloaf!
Like, you just killed me. Now you got to go to work. And it's not going to be pleasant.
Oh, yeah. Definitely Indian food then.
Curry, spicy.
Yeah.
I love Indian food too.
Habanero chilies.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yep.
And you?
I don't know. I'd probably just go simple and go like McDonald's, get a couple cheeseburgers, some fries, and a large Coke.
Right, and a donut, yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe a donut to top
it off.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've like watched, because I find it interesting, like, you know, all those people that have been on the death row and like seen people's different meals that they've had. Some people have only asked just for a glass of water, that's it, or just one grape.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think someone ordered a lobster.
Yeah.
If I wasn't gonna, you know, take that like kind of gimmicky answer, it would probably be lobster because I love some lobster. Maybe prawns. I don't know. I really like prawns too.
Fuck's sakes. But it is.
So please do your Miss Piggy voice and say fancy.
Fancy. Yeah. No, man, I'm getting the zone for Miss Piggy. Okay. But it is actually kind of fucked up though when you know. About it,
you know, if the chair fucks out, then doesn't that mean that then that's your chance that you can live it still? If the chair doesn't,
no, that's not, it's not true.
Oh, they don't, well, they don't do the chair really here anymore. I don't think the electric chair, they might have just brought it back.
In some states, I think they still do.
Shit,
it's generally
you can still get the firing squad in some states,
yeah. But
They got rid of it.
Dude, in Texas, I think they still have the fire.
I don't know. I think they got rid of
that's
it.
That's what probably. I would pick. That's how I would get it.
Like killing some possums.
No, but
I would just ask if I could run. Like, just
if I get away.
Oh, fuck's sakes. But you know what the sad thing is, a lot of the politicians and people that like have been covered up by the law, they've done far worse than the people that they're executing. And it's sad. Like, even if you look at that Eileen Warner story, and it's just the state, or like I would say society, fails people a lot of the time. And I'm not justifying why people do what they do.
But even the justice system, fuck, do you know how many times they've gotten it wrong? And then some poor passed his life. Jesus.
Yeah, oh, I know. Yeah. What are you guys planning for the rest of this year in 2022?
Okay, we have got a tour booked for next year, which we're fucking excited about. This year we had shows booked, but it's too much of a sketchy situation, and South Africa is on the red list,
and to get out of this country right now is not going to be feasible.
No, so we're going to finish our fourth album, finish recording it. It is pretty much done, probably write even more stuff so that we have like a fifth album already, and then we might use it at some point again. We never stop writing. We want to do more like DIY music videos and just continue doing our live stream shows.
Yeah, we're so grateful that we
get to do them. I mean, we've done over 200 now, and the people we've met through the live streams, it's been insane. It's an actual community, which we fucking love. I mean, it's like a galaxy of aliens, and we've all just realized we're from the same planet. It's really cool. Different, but on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we're just gonna keep staying creative. We just rescued a cat about 4 weeks ago.
Oh, I saw that on YouTube. Yeah,
she's so sweet, but she wouldn't have survived the streets and the riots now.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
right. But some asshole just abandoned her. She's a really nice cat. And so we're supposed to be moving on Monday.
Yeah.
We haven't packed a thing, don't have a box, we don't know what the fuck to do. It's a fuck up.
We're not very good at like moving.
And it's a lot with like writing and shit. So,
and also the place that we're going is quite like far out.
It's gonna be fun, it's gonna be entertaining. That's all I can think of. So our immediate like plans are just to survive the move and not stop the live stream shows.
Cool.
Good.
Do you guys have like one crazy tour story? Like, if like, what's one thing that when I say that comes out automatically? Like, is there one story?
Salmon of shit.
Yeah. I mean, we've had many crazy stories. Yeah,
but this is the most fucked up thing. Okay, so like, let me paint the picture. Even every
session drama, or whatever that we've worked with, we've said before going on.
We warn
them,
you.
We like, and we tell them like some of the things that have happened. They're like, you can see they're like, oh, yeah, sure. Afterwards, they're like,
they weren't lying. So we won the one drama because we have to tell them it's gonna get rough, eh? It's gonna be fucking rough.
It's not some like fancy ass.
No, it's gonna get fucking rough because we need to know that they're not gonna like cry like babies. They're gonna have to get into fights. It's shit's gonna get like rough.
Yeah.
So anyway, like the tour van will break down in the road. Well, weird shit happens.
You have to just break into the place that you're staying because the people won't let you in.
Or it's just fucked up shit. Or fight with the venue owner for your stuff.
One of the funniest things, though.
But wait, we have to tell the story. Okay. So we were playing in a venue in
Germany,
in Munich. It's one of the biggest live venues that they have. So they have multiple stages. They have like a different massive room. Stadium it's type like stage. Kind
of, what is it? Like a enclosure kind of thing. Yeah. I don't know how to say it.
So we were playing on the like medium stage. I mean, like that's where like probably if Rammstein or like big bands, they would go onto the massive one there. They have the capacity for like huge crowds.
It's like this big.
So we were honored. We were like, fuck, man, this is so cool. And we went to like meet everyone. Everything's cool. But the support band were furious that
they weren't the headliners. And this happens a lot with
them. Okay.
So they were cock rockers and they were like, oh, yeah, the headliners.
Oh, yeah, the headliners.
And, okay. But they were very rude. So they locked us behind the stage.
And like, I need the toilet before I go on stage, man.
The only way out was through the door they were playing, which wasn't an option, but they locked us in the room. And we were like, but
they were just like dicks, like just rude.
So we were at the point where you get on the tour where you're really tired and you're actually just over
and
it.
You're like, nah. Don't.
So I pissed in a pint glass. She pissed
in the bin.
In the bin. And Sam took a teacup.
And she's like, watch this. She's like, I'm going to show them punk. And then she did like a swirly shit.
To this day, that is one of the most wrong.
And they had the catering was right there with like vegetarian meatloaf and I don't know what else. And she put it there.
It is one of the most wrong, most fucked up. See, it sounds funny, but when you actually
and
see
you
it,
see like a human shit in a teacup, like all the blood drained from our face.
We were retching on the carpet, and everyone walked in afterwards,
and they're like, "Oh, what's happened?"
Yeah, we were banned from the venue.
Yeah,
for 4 years, but then they asked us back recently. Oh, there was another weird. This is one of the weirdest ones, but the guy, okay.
The guy must be fucked in his head.
So we don't, like, going on tour, it's like a blind date. We don't know what the fuck we're walking into.
So sometimes you go to a venue and the venue owner is really nice. And it's amazing. It's great. It's
the
cool.
Sound like, guy or sound woman's great. Everything's chill.
But obviously you're dealing with different people's egos and personalities or whatever. So sometimes when you go to venues, the venue owner is an asshole.
Yeah,
just an absolute asshole.
Like, fucked up.
And they see you in a certain way and they haven't listened to your music.
So we walk in the
space. And they're expecting something completely different.
No, we walk in the space and no one looks up. No one talks or anything. No one greets us. So we're like,
okay, it's a language issue because they speak Italian.
They're on the border of Switzerland, so the Italian border. So we're like, hey, man, we need to like set up and do the sound check and everything.
No one looks up. And then we're like, okay, well, let's try it in French because French, Italian, similar. You can kind of understand.
Eventually, we just give up and we just load everything in and we start setting up. A guy comes shouting at us.
Shouting, this madman.
And he's like really rude.
And then we're like, oh, and God. Sam was like, hey, like what's
chill,
going
dude.
On?
Like, chill.
And this guy's like gesticulating wildly and doing all
one the microphone, and two microphone. And we're like, ooh,
okay, yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah. And then, I'm like, one man. And then like, it's just horrible. We're all fighting. So it shit got like, pretty like
intense.
Funny, but you know what, then eventually he didn't talk to us. We're all setting up
and then he comes to the back and then he's all nice and then he's saying, oh, I give you pizza, I make a nice pizza for you, and you like you eat and he's like, and we party afterwards, we party, you know.
So we're
club.
Like this guy,
and like it's like Jekyll and Hyde,
but okay, whatever,
like, okay,
so cool. we get on stage, the whole venue's packed, it's like fucking full of people. There's a woman, she hired a babysitter so she could come drive 2 hours away to party. There's all these people and they're so excited,
and then we get up
and
on
it's
stage.
We didn't know it was quite a religious town, but we'll explain more on that afterwards. So we get on stage and I was wearing something, but then I took off
the first thing that this guy took offense to, because obviously we get people on stage and then we got like this big Italian hairy guy, whatever, take his top off
and wear a bra.
That guy, the venue owner went insane. Because like to him, it's like, oh, you're making fun. He's a macho man.
Macho,
what are you doing?
He went like
apeshit, and we're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And then then we calmed like the guy down. It's like, dude, like back off. It's fine. It's just
then
a show.
I ripped my top off. I was like, yeah. And then
this guy, Sam, heard this guy screaming, and he
like
comes
a
running.
Bull.
Was like, you know, gaffer tape. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, gaff tape, yeah.
Running with a thing like this to, like, put across their chest.
Sam
trips
him.
He fell. Then
Mike gets taken off.
Everything.
We're controlling everything. I mean, we've got our amps and all the shit on stage, so he's not stopping the music.
So he switches off all the mics, and then he said, everyone,
out!
Like, say it to everyone, get out or whatever.
A woman punched him. The woman who got the babysitter punched
him
across the bar, and there was a big fracas.
And
so
he called the police.
We all got
us.
Kicked out. There's like 300 people. It's this, like the crazy space, and then all the people outside just out.
And he called the cops on us. But she put her shirt back on or whatever. And then we're sitting there. It's like, okay, so like, what the fuck we do now? And then he's like, okay, did he let us pay more?
No. So there was like 100 and something people out, but the doors were open, and then there were 300 people in.
And he kept
everyone out.
Yeah, and he was like beating people up.
And so we were just standing outside like for an hour, then it was 2 hours, and we were thinking, this guy better fucking pay us.
And eventually it was like 5
we need
o'clock
our
in
gear.
The morning.
We need our gear, and we need to get fucking paid.
It was like 5 o'clock in the morning.
He
and this guy's like
door.
waiting, because he obviously wanted us to be like, okay, we're just gonna fuck up because he's not gonna pay.
We're
us.
Like, nah, we need
no,
our money.
We need to get paid, man. Like,
okay.
Seriously, we drove all this way. And then, so then he eventually pays us, shortchanges us
by I think 500 euros or something
like that.
Wow.
He shortchanges us, and then he says to us, oh, we party now. We go to my club. And like, are you fucking mad? You think we're going to go
Dude,
party with you?
Nah. And then we go to the hostel where he put us up.
And there's
it was a former nunnery.
No, former madhouse.
Yeah, it's like a madhouse where nuns
took care of crazy people.
Yeah,
sorry, I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
That expanded sanitarium.
It was a sanitarium. Yeah, an old sanitarium. Oh, you know, God.
Jesus is like carrying people everywhere. It was actually really freaky.
It was very freaky.
I won't lie. In the middle of the night, like in glass cases, these big lifelike.
And you know when you see like those like pictures from the Victorian times of like those like, and you could, the people look like they were dead.
Yeah, and then there's like the cross and Jesus hanging like everywhere, and we were like, and they didn't like us in there either.
Yeah,
we were just like, dude.
Can't wait to leave this place. This- then, like 2 years later, the guy he books us back for that place. But we didn't know because the guy that was booking the stuff, he didn't know that that was the guy. So then we arrive at this place and we're like, oh, for fuck's sakes, it's this guy.
Yeah, because we told the person who booked that show, we said we will never play there again.
Yeah.
And yeah, but apparently the guy does that. He invites bands from England and in the soundcheck, he sends them packing. He tells them, fuck
no,
off.
No, you don't play.
Wow.
I think he hates his life. But yeah. there was one other really fucked show. It was in Germany. And these people took offense again to my outfit, and the guy, what did he do? Like he was a neo like Nazi guy, but he was like, I don't know, he hated everything.
But like he was a full on proper one.
Yeah, like not just that he had a difference of opinion.
Like he had the tattoos like on his face, like SS.
Oh no.
And he like in the crowd, he had like, I don't know what he had in his hand, but he was like threatening everyone because we were wondering why isn't anyone like moving? People were like fucking shit scared of this guy. And my sister said, oh yo.
No, I downed. I had a whole bunch of so I downed it. I was like, nah, this is annoying me, man. Because I'm in the zone when I'm on stage. So I just downed it, smashed the bottle, jumped off the stage. And I was like, the fuck is this? The bitch ran away. And like, he was so annoying. And then there, man, you got me confused. There was another one also in Germany where a guy broke Sam's leg because she was trying to defend me from the psycho guy.
He jumped on stage. And then like he threw her and her leg hit the onstage monitor and it broke.
It was fucked. Oh, she had to drive like that because we don't have driving licenses. That's also something we're doing this year.
It's about damn time.
Yeah, well, we were legal immigrants, not a choice. But we wrote Sam's on crack on our second album because she was driving.
High on like morphine and driving. And then she was saying like the weirdest stuff, like, whoa, look at the dicks on that car. Or I don't know. She's saying weird stuff. And we were like, what?
So she had an acoustic guitar in the back and we were like, whoa, Sam's on crack.
Yeah.
I was mad.
But I don't know. The stories are
there are too many crazy things.
There was this time in Italy. We came back, I think it was like 5 o'clock in the morning to the place that we are staying, and it was what was the place? Remember with the lady?
What, when I was eating because I was hungry.
Oh. And then so then her and the drummer at the time.
When I drink, I get hungry, man.
I went to the room that we're staying in, and I was like, oh my god, this place is so cool. They've got these little cookies on the bed for us, and I'm busy eating these cookies and that.
So me and the drummer, we were and like, yo, food in the fridge. That's raided, bro. So
eating this, I think he was eating this cheese or something.
I was eating cake or some shit.
And then I just heard the scream.
No, get out. And like going insane at us. No mangiare.
Like, eat the food.
We were staying in someone's house, but we didn't know.
But like, and then the lady comes in shouting because I'm eating the biscuit. But it's like, but why did you put the biscuit on the bed? And apparently it was just for like decoration or something.
She kicked us out.
Don't eat the decoration.
Where we look at each other afterwards and like, did that actually happen? Like, there was a bachelor party once. This was a bad mistake. Very bad. And so it was like a cave.
So we played this venue, and the stage like roof or whatever, it had like a roof thing because it's in like this weird underground thing, and the roof was like quite close to our heads. And then so like you on the stage, and then the people are like right in front of you. You're very close to the people. You're almost on the same level.
I kind of hate those kinds of stages.
I also don't like those stages because people are annoying. And then they move your mic stand and hits you in the mouth. Yeah. It's annoying.
Oh, God, I can't stand that. It's the worst thing.
It is the worst. And then, like, you know, when you're jumping and stuff, then it feels like you're not doing anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, jump, man.
But, like, these guys all came in while we were playing, and they...
It was their bachelor party.
So they were all
on drugs.
They were like definitely heavy on drugs. And they were dressed as, like, half-naked sailors and stuff. And they were, like, getting into the show. Everything was great. but then this one guy, he kept hitting our manager, Sam. He kept like knocking her. And then she was like, you know, when someone has a mistake, whatever, they knock you, it's like, okay, it's like, don't do that again. Like, hey, dude, you knocked me. Don't do that again. And the guy's like, oh, okay, yeah. And then a few seconds later, he does it again.
But she's got a brain aneurysm.
So like, she can't get knocked the whole time in her head. And then this guy,
she says she had to knock him out. Okay.
No. This is what happened. This is what happened. Like, he kept,
she's tiny.
I saw him, like, he hit her hard in the back of her head. So she turned around and she like punched him.
She went like Mighty Mouse. She was beating him.
That was before she went Mighty Mouse. And then she got up on the stage to get away from this fucking idiot because he kept following her around and he's trying to hit her again. And then I saw her when we were playing. She like, just, you know, in Karate Kid when he does that,
the crane
kick. Yeah. That she did that, and she kicked this guy in the head.
This is the only time I got very unprofessional because I couldn't take it anymore. Like I said, I have the capacity to have it. It's a horrible kind of rage. It's like where everything just goes blind, and I don't really want to go there. But if I have to go there, I will. And I always tell people, if we go there, there's no coming back. I'm never going to be able to look at you again, and you're never going to be able to meet my eye again.
Are you saying about the Belgium show?
Yeah.
So then this is also like, so a lot of people say to us, oh, but don't you, you know, it's like selling sex or whatever when you perform. We saw firsthand, like, what a difference we do and how we dress or whatever, or don't dress on stage is to, like, let's say a stripper, which there's nothing wrong with.
Yeah. But don't associate this venue owner, skin and our freedom with being a stripper. It's not the same.
This venue owner, this dumb fucking idiot.
In Belgium,
he booked a show and then he was going to make it like titty night.
So he got naked bartenders or topless bartenders.
He had like a...
Cop stripper.
It was like all these like strippers or whatever walking around, and then invited like
us to play. Now our message is about freedom and not judging people by their skin, but embracing people for being who they are.
So you can imagine like who came to this place.
Not the kind of people who
dumb, stupid, like 16-year-old boys
all coked up.
Yeah,
and
I have to laugh because. Yeah.
It was the most angriest I've ever been.
I saw the first lot in the front and I went and I stood next to them and I just let them know.
Like these one, little, no, listen one to this.
Fucking wait. On that no. stage. This no. shit's gonna
No, this is no, how wait, it went down. Wait, no. Fuck off.
I,
no, wait. I have a loud wait. Voice. Shut up.
I had to go. I first.
Fuck.
Wait. Because there's a sequence. I first go to the venue manager. And I say to him, hey there. I don't think you have clocked your punters. But I tell them, I'm telling you right now,
Shit's gonna go down.
It's about to hit the fan. I am about to fuck up all of your regulars. They're all gonna get fucked.
Yeah.
So you go in there and tell them what the rules are. They don't fucking jump on the stage, they don't try and get smarmy, throw drinks, none of the shit.
So wait.
Because we're not going to take it.
So this is how it went. No. Okay. So, I don't care what kind of people are in the audience at all. I mean, that's their freedom to be themselves. But what happened was it already started bad from the beginning. We were trying to do the sound check and they had a projection screen of a sports game. And the owner was annoyed that we were wrecking his game.
So then we were like, oh, great.
Yeah, we're already here.
this
is a fuck up.
We're in the asshole's hole right
now. This is going to be a fuck up of notes. So anyway, now my sister's playing and it's obviously, you know, titty night has attracted the wrong kind of crowd.
When you advertise it like that, then
oh, we're gonna see some titties today. I mean, like, you know, fair enough if you want to do that, but that's not
to be fair. I'd probably go to something called Titty Night, but go ahead.
I doubt you would stand there and come like right up close and be like this.
No, I wouldn't do that.
So all these 16-year-old
I'd be the respectful guy at Titty Night.
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of crowd they were trying to draw, though.
Yeah, that's right.
No, so she gets these group of 16-year-old boys
and they're like standing like right there, like right by really my face and like on my body and like laughing, and then it's like, dude, I'm a fucking person, first of all.
So I saw that and I was playing the bass and I went up to the guy's face like this.
She spat at the guy.
No, I spat on the ground. I lugged up the biggest like logie or whatever or hack that I've
And then I just spat. And then I looked at the guy. I went like within an inch, like I was going to bite his face off. And I played there for like a full 2 minutes. They all fucking ran out.
I just remember I said, oh, Belgium's so cool. They let 12-year-olds. They let 12-year-olds into bars here.
And we were livid. So fans that are driven from like Germany, they were all like, ooh, this isn't a good pace. We're getting a bad vibe.
And we're like, no shit.
And it's the only time I didn't move. I just stood glaring. A guy kept turning the speaker on to me because it was like, annoying him by the bar. So I told him, you do it one more time. You do it one more time, man. I gave him 4 shots. I jumped on his back and I kicked him. I went fucking insane. I grabbed him. I jumped on him.
But also because that same guy kept throwing his drink.
No, that was another guy.
This other guy kept like going like this with his drink and it kept going on my sister.
So then he was offering me beer
and I said, get that pussy drink out of my face. I drink bourbon or whiskey. No thanks.
Yes. So then I went to the guy.
So angry. And then he kept doing it.
And I said, no, what I did was I took his drink out of his hand and I poured it over his head.
Because he threw it at me.
And I said, there we go.
The guy was throwing me.
But then he came. Stay away. He came and he tried to punch her.
So I stopped. I dropped my face down.
And the drummer, they stopped playing. And I'm still busy standing, playing on stage. Like,
no, you and the drummer continued for this.
I said,
carry on holding the beat. And then I said to the guy, yeah. I said, what? A 6'5" man. Woo! Look what we got here, people. A guy going to beat on a woman. Woo! The testosterone! I was like, can you smell it? I went inside. I was like, you are a disgraceful
but
piece
Sam
of shit.
Sam ran at all of them. It was the funniest thing. She took all their heads and banged them together.
Yeah, and I weigh, just to give an idea, I weigh like
50 kilos. Yeah, 50 which is ridiculous. It's like 100 pounds.
And I'm like 5 foot. Oh, no. I'm 5 foot four. I'm very tiny, but like,
imagine a guy trying to hit her. So yeah, I'm like this. So I just laugh at people.
I'm busy standing there playing with like.
I'm like, hold the
people. And then I realized, oh shit, it's like serious.
Shit serious.
I look like a cunt just carrying on playing. I'm like, okay.
One more song, and then we like enjoy your fucking night. And then we just spat and walked out.
I'm not gonna lie.
So upstairs they gave us like a changing room thing, but there was no toilets. Okay, I'm sorry if this is disgusting. Actually, no, fuck it, it's not disgusting. I needed a toilet. Okay,
so then
I see that the guy had these fancy champagne glasses. So I was like, okay, well, it's long. I can let myself go in that. Yeah. So then I peed in that and then kept it there. And then before we left this venue, Sam, she runs back up. She was like, wait, before we go. And then she runs up, she gets this champagne glass of piss, and she looked for the boy that was the biggest little cunt out of the whole night.
Hey,
she's like, oh, here's a free drink. And then
even in Austria, it was so fucking funny.
I wanted to do a drive-by on the fucking group of them. I like open the van door and just like kick all of them and then run away.
I have to tell them the story.
But I will say that's the most unprofessional I've ever been, because I hated every single person there. I even had to say to the fans that had driven, I said, I'm sorry for this, but there was no way that I could not believe the kind of people. I said, you're so embarrassing as humans. I said, how embarrassing? You've got daughters, you've got aunts, you've got
sisters.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. I went insane.
Yeah. I wish we'd always had like funny, a camera like, crew filming everything.
Yeah, like we were, like
people think that we're talking shit, but like if you see,
you should make a documentary next time you go on tour.
Do you know lightning cream? Make you grow facial hair. Do you know that?
Well, you used it on your asshole.
That's what happened to Matt.
She was using it.
Too much lightning on your cream.
Trying to beat her asshole. She didn't want a brown asshole. She didn't want a brown asshole. I'm just saying, like,
yeah, I love you have to bring this up.
No, it's colored.
No, there's one thing I hate in this family.
Why?
You embarrass yourself and then you bring me into it. Hell.
But you did. You told everyone in the show you bleached your asshole.
No, I used lemon juice once.
She used lemon juice on her asshole to lighten his skin.
Yeah.
They are skin lightening products.
Does it work?
It did work.
Does that work? It does work. Lemon juice?
Yeah, it feels a bit weird.
Ron's going to go try right after we're done.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I'm going to buy a whole gallon full every day.
Fresh squeezed.
There's one thing. Can I ask you, would you try this? So I've seen this is like hippie guy we follow on Instagram,
And I saw this one person, he lets sun light on his asshole, so he lies down on his back. And
oh, I've seen that, and they like spread their cheeks.
Yeah,
and like
the, they let, work.
I bet you it feels good.
Yeah, it works.
I'm probably gonna try the next day of sun. You know, to see this like awesome.
I do it on my deck all the time. My neighbors aren't big fans.
Okay, so, I take it that you don't have a beard down there either. Then
no,
just saying, well, you won't get the sun on that.
Okay, but
be like,
yeah. When you tan naked, it feels really nice.
Yeah, but not on your fucking asshole. What the hell?
Would you try it?
Well, how are you going to spread your asshole?
Well, if you're laying down and your legs are bent, then again, why the sun.
Who the fuck would lie the doggy style in the sun to get your asshole suntan?
You're taking it back.
You said on your knees.
Lie on your back.
I'd try it.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Well, I have to pee really bad, and I have to go try to put lemon juice on my asshole.
So. I get a champagne glass.
I knew it.
I'm gonna fill out some champagne glass.
Look, I was looking at you jigging up and down, and I'm going, "This guy's."
You know, that's the worst feeling in the world. When you need to pee.
Yeah. Do you guys have anything you want to plug, your website and YouTube channel and stuff?
Oh, yeah, yes. That would be really sick. Okay, so obviously if you are, after this interview, if you like brave enough to find our music, go on Spotify, Deezer, CD Baby, also www.thesoapgirls.com. Come find us on Instagram, The Soap Girls.
Yeah, Facebook,
Twitter, and YouTube. We do live streams every single week. We do an acoustic show on Monday, then on YouTube, and then a live chat on Wednesday, then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday we do a live stream.
Yeah, so just
go to the website and go to the shop. You'll see there's some like
really cool stuff there.
Yeah,
and also
cool.
Don't forget to send your bum.
No, dude. No. I don't know. I saw that and I was like, it looks interesting, but
it's probably nice and warm.
Man. I don't know, man. It's been cold.
But on a serious
sun-kissed asshole.
On a serious
that'll be the name of this episode.
Yep. Oh my god, butthole surface. Take the light.
Oh. Yeah. Seeing how long we can make you hold that pee in.
Oh my god.
So tell us, what are the meanings of all the pictures behind you?
Okay, so I there's a beer can behind you, just piss in it. Come on, man. Get your pants on.
Got too much. No, he's holding too much.
That's too much. That's way too much of a, it's too small of a target. Okay. I'm gonna piss all over my floor.
Ric Flair is gonna be very angry if he pisses on the floor.
Okay, may you pee in peace.
Pee in peace, man.
All right.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you guys very much for coming on.
Really nice for your time. It's really
you too
as well.
And also like enlightening talking to people, like especially in another country, because until you live somewhere you don't know. So thank you.
Right. Yeah, definitely stay in touch. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
You too.
Cool. Okay, I'm getting up now. I'll see you. All right, see you guys.